There now follows a list of the estates to be inspected during the course of this year. Horton Estate will be inspected on Mondays, on the 4th of March, the 6th of May, the 8th of July, the 2nd of September, and the 4th of November. Redhall will also be inspected on Mondays, on the 11th of March, the 13th of May, the 15th of July, the 9th of September, and the 11th of November. Cockerton will be inspected on Tuesdays, on the 5th of March, the 7th of May, the 9th of July, the 3rd of September, and the 5th of November. North Riverside will also be inspected on Tuesdays, on the 12th of March, the 14th of May, the 16th of July, the 10th of September, and the 12th of November. Park Place and Hargreave Terrace will also be inspected on Tuesdays, on the 19th of March, the 21st of May, the 23rd of July, the 17th of September, and the 19th of November. And Heatherwood Grove will also be inspected on Tuesdays, on the 26th of March, the 28th of May, the 30th of July, the 24th of September, and the 26th of November. Thursday inspections will include Hundens Lane and Dinsdale Crescent on Thursday the 7th of March, the 2nd of May, the 4th of July, the 5th of September, and the 7th of November. Lascelles on Thursday the 14th of March, the 9th of May, the 11th of July, the 12th of September, and the 14th of November. Springfield will be inspected on Thursday the 21st of March, the 16th of May, the 18th of July, the 19th of September, and the 21st of November. And Winfield, also on Thursdays, on the 28th of March, the 23rd of May, the 25th of July, the 26th of September, and the 28th of November. Also on Thursday, Albert Hill will be inspected on the 7th of March, the 2nd of May, the 4th of July, the 5th of September, and the 7th of November. Branksome will be inspected on Thursdays, the 14th of March, the 9th of May, the 11th of July, the 12th of September, and the 14th of November. And Rice Car, also on Thursdays, to be inspected on the 21st of March, the 16th of May, the 18th of July, the 19th of September, and the 21st of November. On Fridays, Bank Top will be inspected on Friday the 8th of March, the 10th of May, the 5th of July, the 6th of September, and the 1st of November. Hurworth and Sadberge will be inspected on Fridays, the 15th of March, the 17th of May, the 12th of July, the 13th of September, and the 8th of November. Skerne Park will be inspected on Fridays, the Fridays being the 22nd of March, the 24th of May, the 19th of July, the 20th of September, and the 15th of November. Firth Moor will be inspected again on Fridays on the 8th of March, the 10th of May, the 5th of July, the 6th of September, and the 1st of November. Lingfield and McMullen Road will be inspected on Fridays, the Fridays being the 15th of March, the 17th of May, the 12th of July, the 13th of September, and the 8th of November. And finally, Middleton St George will be inspected again on Fridays, on Friday the 22nd of March, the 24th of May, the 19th of July, the 20th of September, and the 15th of November.
New council housing. If you have driven past our Neasham Road site lately, you will start to see our first properties taking shape on our biggest new build site to date. We are very pleased to announce that our first phase of properties will be ready in spring, summer 2024. Phase 1 will have the following available: 4 two-bedroom flats, ground floor and first floor, 4 three-bedroom houses, 4 two-bedroom houses, 1 four-bedroom house. The housing team make regular site visits to check progress and ensure everything is going to plan. This is also a hands-on experience with our housing team leader, Becky Gardner-Queen, helping the bricklayers out in the warmer weather. Housing Services are very excited about this project and are very proud to announce that one of our streets will be named Arthur Wharton Way. Arthur Wharton was from Ghana and moved to Darlington in 1883, where he began an amazing sports career, becoming the first black professional footballer, the first official fastest man, a professional cricketer and a rugby player. We think this is a fitting tribute to an iconic Darlington man. The whole scheme aims to be completed by 2025, and to be able to apply, all applicants will need a live Darlington Home Search account. If you still need to apply, you can visit the Home Search link, www.darlingtonhomesearch.housingjigsaw.co.uk, and complete your details online. If you've already applied, we would suggest logging on and checking that we have all of your documents up to date and your account is active. Please visit our website for more information and frequently asked questions, which will help you. www.darlington.gov.uk/housing/finding-a-home/applying-for-a-council-home.
How to contact us? It has never been easier to contact us. You can log on to your Darlington Home online account via www.darlington.gov.uk/housing/darlington-home-online. And you can on that site check your rent balance and transactions, make online rent payments, report repairs, send messages to our housing team, and view and print your rent statements. Contact us via email at housing@darlington.gov.uk. You can also contact the housing team via phone, as well as other teams with the following numbers. Housing Services, 01325 405 333. And of course, all the following numbers also begin with the Darlington code of 01325. Street Scene and Environmental Services on 405 111. Transport and Projects, including parking, on 405 222. Planning and Property, again, 01325 405 777. Civic Enforcement and Antisocial Behaviour on 406 999. Council Housing, including Homelessness, on 405 333. Housing Benefit, again reminding of the Darlington code, 01325 405 444. Council Tax, 405 555. Business Rates, on 405 666. Adult Social Care, on 406 111. Children and Families Social Care, again still this Darlington code of 01325 as a prefix, 406 222. Complaints, Comments and Compliments, 406 777. And Lifeline Services on 01325 406 888. Darlington Home Online. Pay, update, message and book. Save time. Do it online. This has been Housing Connect, February 2024, edition 16, from www.darlington.gov.uk/housing. And this audio edition has been recorded by Darlington and District Talking Newspaper.